Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. It's a wet and dreary day here in Ackworth at my golf academy in Georgia. Pretty miserable day, so no lessons, or not many lessons anyway. A couple of lessons indoors, but not many lessons today. So I thought I'd shoot a quick podcast out there about a topic I've been working with a lot of golfers on over the last few weeks, since the conditions of the golf course have changed so much this time of year. And really, just for most of the people that I'm spending my time with, a lot of the junior golfers starting out playing competitions are now getting more involved with tournaments. And so we're spending a lot of time on the short game, pitching, chipping, just all sorts of shots and types of shots around the green, which require the use of wedges. So, you know, you can classify shots as chipping, pitching, and I do to a certain extent, high lofted, high spinning, but you know, all sorts of different names to shots around the green. But ultimately, you're using your wedges, so you've got to be a good wedge player. And you've got to really understand first how wedges are designed to be used. So there's lots of different types of wedges, lots of different brands, and there are different aspects of wedges that you can adjust and that manufacturers have adjusted in order to help different types of golfers, different skill level golfers, from newer golfers to more experienced golfers. So they've done it with the different types of bounces, different amount of bounce, the grinds, the loft, the lie, types of shafts, length of club, grip size. But more importantly for me, the bounce. I think bounce is underrated. It is most golfers, and especially the junior golfers, most of the golfers I'm working with, it's their best friend. They got to learn to use it. They got to get comfortable understanding and knowing how to use the bounce, what it does, how it helps you, and to build confidence in using it, because using it requires you to get that club to slam into the ground. Essentially, you got to feel comfortable, confident, and be competent in getting that club, your wedge, to slam down into the ground in a particular way that allows you to use the bounce in a way that will help you execute better golf shots. And so the bounce is, if you don't know, let's go back to a few basics here. If you're not quite sure exactly what the bounce is, take your wedge and look at the leading edge of the club, and then look at the trailing edge. And if you hold it up in front of you, you'll see there's like a big curve, you know, from leading edge to trailing edge. There's an arc, there's a curve. That the amount of curve there is related to the amount of bounce you have. The more bounce, the bigger the curve. The less bounce, the flatter it would be. The more it acts like a knife. And the more bounce you have, the more it acts like a hydrofoil does in water. So it helps the club sort of glide through the dirt, glide through the rough, glide through whatever you're trying to hit the ball out of. So imagine you're playing where I'm from in England on golf courses that have super bare lies. High bounce wedges aren't really ideal a lot of the time, because the clip raises the leading edge of the club off the ground, and so you're more likely or more prone to hitting thin shots and sculling it on links style courses or even, to be honest, any golf course in the world if it's on a bare lie, because a bare lie is a bare lie no matter where you are. But if you for most courses that one that I've been on, and two, the most courses that I've been around with my students, You've usually got grass. I've not seen and experienced that many bare lies. And so, you know, 8 to 10 degrees, maybe 12 degrees of bounce is pretty average. And it seems to be enough. And so that's what bounce is, leading edge to trailing edge, amount of curve. And we've got to get good at using that. So I spend a lot of my time with golfers just really breaking through the barrier of getting confident with throwing that thing down into the ground and just trusting that it's going to bounce, it's not going to dig. And so we've been taught traditionally to have a lot of shaft lean, hit down with a lot of shaft lean to strike the ball and hit the ball up. To an extent is accurate. You know, you've got to hit down on the ball to get it up. You don't necessarily want to hit up on it if it's on the ground, if the ball's on the ground, because then you're going to thin it off, you know, club bottoms out before the ball, you might fight, but most of the time you're going to hit sort of the epicenter of the golf ball. So we do want to hit down, but we've been taught traditionally to hit way too much down with a lot of shaft lean. Now, here's the issue with shaft lean. I'm all for it, but we can go too far with it. With a wedge, we don't want a lot of shaft lean. The more we lean the shaft, the less bounce we actually have at impact. The more shaft lean we have, the less bounce. The more shaft lean we have, the less bounce we have to play with, which means it's even harder to hit the shot, which isn't what we want. Golf's hard enough as it is, so we don't want to lean the shaft as much. What I work on a lot with the golfers that I work with is to get the shaft at address slightly leaning forward, so slightly leaning towards the target, so sort of the butt of the club towards your left hip, inside left hip, and trying to return the golf club to the same point at impact. So it might feel like you get a little flicky, it might seem like your hands feel like you get your hands involved too much, but if you're getting the club to return to that same position with the same amount of shaft lean, you're going to use the bounce, you're going to use more bounce, you're actually going to improve how you strike the ball, you're going to start to see less of the thinning and fatting, you're going to see more consistency just by returning the shaft to where it was at address. So if you can do that, you'll see great results, and no doubt you'll become a better wedge player. Yes, is there more to it? For sure there is, but I just spend so much time with golfers and see the best results from them trying to achieve that. Granted, given they have a decent setup position, I'm trusting that most of you have a decent setup position, but from that, if you can return the club to the club shaft to where it was at address, you will see better results. That's all from me. We're around about 7.5 minutes. Perfect timing. I watched down there too long, short and sweet. There's more to it, obviously, and I'll share more in the future. But for now, return that shaft to the same place that you had it at address, and you'll see better ball striking and better wedge play more often. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.